by the name of Leon Saplinski. I don't know what camp he was transferred from. This was a diary that I had seen a couple of years ago. And Leon Saplinski, together with his younger brother Moshe, Leon was 12, the younger brother was 9, and the two boys were put on the train separate from their parents. And in her parting words to her oldest son, to her Bechor, Leon's mother says to him, "Whatever you do, take care of your younger brother." We're sitting on the train, as she described. And every few moments that goes by, little Moshe turns to his older brother Leon and says, I'm so thirsty. This event took place during the winter. And Leon saw that there was snow gathering outside of the window. But the window, of course, was closed off with barbed wire. And so Leon realizes there's no way to get his hand through the window. But the words of his mother, "Take care of your little brother," kept ringing in his ears, so he decided that he was going to collect the snow that was gathering on the outside of the windowsill. And if it cost him a layer of skin, that was the price he was ready to pay. Painfully, he puts his hand through the window. He collects it back. Pulls his hand through, bleeding raw, but with such incredible treasure. A handful of snow. He's about to turn to his little brother, and in the corner, he sees a young mother. And her little baby has been wailing incessantly for hours and hours. Leon looks at the young mother. He looks at his brother. He takes the handful of snow. And he goes over to the young mother. He says, "Here, this is for your baby." Leon goes back to his little brother. He holds him close. He says, I'm so sorry. And little Moshe looks up into the eyes of his older brother. Two boys, 8 years old, 12 years old. And he says to his older brother, Leon, it's okay. I wasn't thirsty anyway. And so these cattle cars were the scenes of such humiliation, such pain, such degradation, death and destruction. But it's also important to know that they were the spots of incredible chesed, and of incredible selflessness, and incredible avastinam, sites of v'yahavta kamocha, sites of placing where a 12-year-old child feel the pain of another person, of a young mother, and their infant, so acutely that he was willing to give up. A handful of snow. He was willing to give up that precious life-sustaining snow that would allow him to fulfill the promise to his mother, because there was a crying infant. You know, we come to places like this, and sometimes the first question that comes to our mind is, how could people do this to us? How could human beings act in this way? But the truth is, the first thought that really has to come to our minds is, Mika Amcha Yisrael, who is like the Jewish people? Where else is there a nation on the face of this earth We're in the face of such barbaric circumstances. Still finds the koach to think about someone else. Still finds the strength to transcend the self and to think about the other. How many Leon Zeplinskys were there? And how many little Moshe Zeplinskys were there? Who just simply found the strength to say, it's okay. I'm not so thirsty. And I'll just conclude. You know, Tzvi described to us in such gripping details the separation of children and parents. And anyone who is a parent knows that a parent would give anything to protect their child. I would give anything for my children. I give my life for my children. And I would give my life to just make sure that my children could be secure, to be safe. And so we come to a place where parents weren't able to protect their children. They had to say goodbye to their children, probably feeling like they had abdicated and shirked that most basic parental responsibility of keeping their children safe. But who can imagine the tefillos, the prayers that were uttered at this spot? You know, I was in Eretz Yisrael a number of years ago, and I was with a tour guide who was a scholar. He told me he was a scholar, so I took his word for it. And we came to Kever Rachel, and he said to me, you know, by the way, this is not really Kever Rachel. Right? Rachel Imenu wasn't buried here, she was buried somewhere else. And I stopped him and I said, please don't ever say that again. Because the actual spot where Rachel Imenu is buried doesn't make it Kever Rachel. What makes it Kever Rachel is where Jews for thousands of years have been coming to Davin, pouring out their heart to Mama Rachel. That's Kever Rachel. Wherever Jews daven, wherever Jews pray, wherever Jews pour out their heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever Jews daven, Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us, save us, watch over our children when we can no longer watch over them. Wherever Jews pour their hearts out in prayer, that's a Makam Kadosh. That's a holy spot. Who can imagine the prayers that were recited in this place? Who could imagine the tearful prayers that were uttered by desperate parents in this place? And as such, this becomes an incredible place of holiness. Not because the geography is important, but because the prayers of desperate parents who had no more options but HaKadosh Baruch Hu were uttered in this place. It's like the Pasuk tells us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Habein Yakir Li Ephraim. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking about us says, my precious son, Ephraim. Yeled Shashuin, such a delightful child. Homu Me'ai Lo. How badly I yearn for you, Ephraim. Kimidei Dabri Bo, every time I speak about you. Zachar Esker and Oot. I will always remember you. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. We are Ephraim. And Hashem says to us in different times, Ephraim, I miss you so much, but I never stop thinking about you. How I yearn to be reunited with you. And how every time I utter your name, I remember your face. How many Ephraims pass through this platform? How many Sarahs and Rachels? How many Avrams and Yitzchaks? How many beautiful, precious children passed by this very spot? We may not remember their names and we may not remember their faces, But each of them to us is Habein Yakirli. To those precious children whose entranceway to the Olam HaEmes, to the world to come, began here. We say to their neshamas, we love you. We care about you. We think about you. And we have not forgotten you. And hopefully in the zechus and the merit of remembering all of these precious children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us as well. He will remember the Bein Yakir Li Ephraim. And Halavai, he will see fit to take care of us, to take care of our mishpachos, and to take care of Am Yisrael. And the words that we just sang before of Ani Ma'amin, the belief that we have in the coming of Mashiach, may we be privileged to see that belief actualized. May we be privileged to welcome the Melech HaMashiach. And with that, the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim, the resurrection of the dead. May we be privileged to see the day that all of the children who were separated from their parents, the day will come when in Eretz Hashem they will be returned. May we be privileged to see that day, the Karuf. Amen.